in a VLC, and no beeping on my end either, but hey, Rick, how you doing? Are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm just sitting here listening and watching the swamp people.
I haven't talked to you in so long. How have you been?
Well, I've been okay. I called you half a dozen times, I suppose, and you wasn't there. I even called you this morning, actually, and I thought, yeah, okay, I made the comment. She must be out in the kitchen cooking already, and that's where I signed out, and, you know, I got my coax changed on here. That's why I'm thinking, well, maybe it's on my end, that beep beep. But it's got new coax. It's tuned perfect. I honestly don't know what that could be from. I guess I'd have to bring a second one and play it back as somebody's talking on it, I guess. Would be about the only way I could figure and record it. But it's got to be something on my end then, because it's only been doing it for about a month now. I've noticed it anyway. That's when I noticed it. And other than that, I've been okay. I haven't fallen lately. My bones are supposedly healing pretty good. I still got to walk with a walker, can't drive, but other than that, I'm doing just fine.
Well, that is some good news. Yeah, we were out very early this morning. I had to go down to co-op and do that whole business, and then we went straight over to the park and set up the antenna and did a Parks on the Air thing. Then it started raining, so then we came home and I got busy, so I wasn't even around this morning. But, no, I called out to you a couple of times over the last couple of weeks, and I think we're just missing each other.
That's very possible. Like I say, I'm not on here a whole lot. I listen, and now that I can kind of get down the stairs to go in the basement, I get to work the big stuff, not the little two-meter stuff, but I've been having fun in the basement, just keeping away from my wife, because she's getting tired of me doing nothing, and she's doing everything. I say, well, you're not doing everything. I'm still paying all the bills, ain't I? And that was a sore spot. I had to go in the garage after that one. Go ahead.
You got relegated to the doghouse, did ya? That's funny. No, Terry had gone over to Menards a little while ago, and he said that he heard you respond to somebody looking for a radio check, and then he tried to call you back, and he says, he must have turned his radio off. And I said, well, how did he sound? Did he get his coax fixed? He says, yeah, he sounded real good. So then he came home and told me that, and then I just jumped on the radio to see if you were out there.
Yep, I'm out here. I'm not doing a whole heck of a lot. That's like I say, I'm watching that swamp people on one of the channels here. I'm amazed those guys are stupid enough to pull an alligator up, try and get it in the boat, after they shoot it, of course. But sometimes they miss, and the gator is actually alive. And they bring it on, and before someone sees it, it's walking across the inside of their boat. I'd be saying, no way. I'm getting me out of Dodge.
Yeah, I have no use for alligators either. And I don't have a whole lot of use for Florida and bugs and snakes and all that other kind of stuff. And the heat, no thank you. I am not one of those kind of people that wants to go live in Florida when I'm old. I'd rather go north.